We're talking business activity on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. The Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce has a new president and CEO, Candace Kendall, and she is joining us in studio. During the first couple of segments, we've been hearing a little bit about her background and her goals and vision for the Chamber of Commerce. You know, next thing I want to ask you about is just the office itself. I know it's in a transition process, moving into the new spot. You know, as things get going, do you expect that that's a place that people can drop by and find information and that type of thing?
Definitely. We have a lot of promotional items for members at the chamber. So it's available for anybody visiting either the chamber or Motherlode Job Training Center or coming to EDD or, you know. So we have a walk-ins come into that section every day. The chamber has people call many times and want information about business startups. Sometimes people drop in unexpectedly, and we are able to help them with things like that. We are kind of a connect between people who want to start up a new business and the mentors from SCOR who can advise on how to help do that. They tend to get minimal information just about what the needs of these individuals are so that they can pair them with a mentor that's best suited to assist them in that specific area, and where that kind of go between for that.
That's good. When people call, you're able to direct them where they need to go. Do you get kind of a wide variety of range of questions all over the phone?
Yes, definitely. Our office manager, Monique, probably takes the majority of those calls. And sometimes they're so wild, we need to keep record of them. And then other times, you know, it's just people with general questions about business in the area. Maybe they're trying they need a recommendation for something, and we always try to recommend our members first, so long as we have members in that particular area. Many people just call wanting a recommendation for assistance with whatever it is that they whatever job they have going.
You know, if somebody posed a question to you, you know, how do you feel Tuolumne County's economy is faring right now? What would you say?
I think we're in a really good place. I think there's been like a catalyst sort of that there are opportunities here people are seeing that can keep them here. I feel maybe when I first arrived here, I felt like there were not very many people my age. And I feel that has changed over the past 6 years. And people are seeing that there's opportunity for them to succeed and be successful and have and raise their families here. I have been here since 2013. And this is an area that I really treasure. And whatever the chamber and this community needs to do to really make us thrive, I think it's going to happen, because it's such a giving and connected community.
I know I've heard a lot of county leaders talk about the desire to have, you know, the younger generation have the ability to stay here if they so choose. Is that something that you really would like to see as well then?
Definitely. Definitely. I would like to see it, because that's the only way that this community will keep moving forward.
Is that a challenge to get that message out?
sometimes. I feel like for instance, the leadership program. At our graduation this year, we had someone who grew up here, had gone to school here. She went away out of the area for college, came back, and then was thinking about, okay, I've got my cap, basically, and maybe I need to move again. And going through leadership and experiencing maybe parts of this county that she never would have on a regular basis has, I guess, reinvigorated her love for this area. And to me, it's like, we can do that. We are able to share that. And putting that out there is our task.
Are you optimistic about the future of Tuolumne County?
I definitely am. I think that goes without saying. I definitely am, and I want to be involved in whatever program or coalition that can help make that happen.
So I guess kind of a follow-up, you know, what would you say are kind of the things that make you optimistic when you look ahead and the prosperity ahead?
What makes me optimistic is mainly the people of this community. I feel like it's such a unique group. There are people from all different aspects. I've been to events and seen individuals from all walks of life here who are interested in keeping this community that positive, keeping this community growing, keeping this community thriving constantly and moving forward. And I think that so long as we get together, put our heads together, that's going to happen.
For businesses who want to join the chamber who aren't in, is it pretty much any business that's in the county can join the chamber?
Any business in the county, any business out of the county that does business in the county. So we have people from different areas outside of Tuolumne who conduct business here. They are also welcome to join.
You mentioned mixers earlier. That's something that's going to continue. You mentioned monthly mixers. What are the type of things that happen at those events?
It highlights, the mixers are really, it really highlights that one business who's hosting. And then we invite other members and non-members to attend. It's a place to meet peers, to network, to really get involved with other business-minded individuals.
Any other changes or anything that you're looking at that I haven't asked about at this point?
Any changes? I do feel that there are many changes coming. I feel that one of the biggest things for me is just, I guess, chamber PR. Kind of letting everybody know this is what we are doing, you know, and this is your chamber. You know, it's not my chamber. This is a chamber made up of members. I work for my members, and I want to constantly know, how can we help you? What do you need from us? What is something that we can offer you? And I'm welcome to that. And I welcome anybody to call and tell me, you know, and say.
Maybe like website changes. Is that what you mean by PR changes?
PR, yeah, website. You know, getting more involved in community events. Being out there, letting them know, whether by email, by mail, through our website, which is going through some changes right now as well, that this is what's happening at the chamber. This is what's going on. This is what we are doing. This is what we are trying to do. And feel free to come in, join, share with us, you know.
Do you anticipate the chamber is going to be kind of an active player working with other groups, like, say, the Visitors Bureau or others that are trying to do kind of similar thing to bring people and businesses to the area?
Yes, definitely. My goal is to really get everybody working together. I want to be a part of that. I don't, you know, we have so many organizations that are trying to do the same thing. And I think if we all come together, we could really make that happen much faster together than separately.
We're talking with Candace Kendall, who is the new CEO for the Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce and the president as well. You know, another thing I was going to ask you about, you mentioned earlier that you did work under Mike Ayala, previous president and CEO. Has that kind of helped in the transition, kind of knowing the organization a little bit?
Yes, it has. It's definitely helped me in some areas. And then there's some things where I just have to go, I don't want to hear how it was done before. This is what we need to do. We need to look forward. We need to look at the future and really evaluate what those changes are. I guess that's my main thing, is just to look forward, you know.
Mm-hmm. And keep us going. If people wanted to check out the operations of the chamber, is there business open hours that you're available?
We're open from 9 to 5 p.m. I'm usually there in the morning. We're just one and a half staff members. Monique works from 12 to 5, and I'm there most of the day unless I have a meeting or something. But always there in the morning. So, it's just us. And we always welcome people to come in, drop by, call.
So you mentioned having about 280 to 300 members of the Chamber of Commerce. You know, what are kind of the benefits for those members of being a member of this group?
And again, that's one of my biggest tasks is making the chamber value, increase the chamber value. I new members get ribbon cuttings, that notice, we share those things, and it's always front and center. But we're looking now at, well, I am looking now at seeing how do we give value to the member who's been here 10 years or who's been with us 20 or 30 or 40 years, because we have people like that. And it's looking at those things and really pushing the training, pushing the, you know, do you know these labor laws? Are you familiar with this, these bills that are passing now that maybe you need to say something as well as the chamber? Join us and really talk about it. And that's where the real value of being a member of the chamber comes in. It's us working to get these laws in place that will help business in this community.
Well, it's been great having you on Motherload Views this weekend. We appreciate you giving us an overview of your plans and kind of looking forward with the Chamber of Commerce. And we wish you best of luck on the months and the next year ahead here.
Thank you very much, PJ.
Again, we thank Candace Kendall, who is the president and CEO of the Tuolumne County Chamber of Commerce. She was our guest in studio. Reminder, next week on Motherload Views, we'll be joined in studio by Cole Prisabilla, staying on the topic of the economy and businesses. He is the new Tuolumne County Economic Development Director. He's going to be talking about stepping into that new role and what his goals and visions are following the recent dissolution of the Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority, which was the previous joint powers agreement between Tuolumne County and the city of Sonora. That is next week on Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.